Pirates, writers too, philosophers as well, then farmers when they speak, say about the bee,
that she is sober, that she eats little, that she abstains from meat, that she never alights on animal flesh, nor on a corpse, that she eats nothing that has been cooked.
Then they add
that she works all the time, that she never rests, that she is absorbed entirely by her tasks. The one gathering pollen, another looking for water, the third smoothing out and aligning the honeycomb.
Say that she hates the lazy, that she hunts the hornets, that she is clean, that she cannot stand foulness, that she likes sweet scents above all others, but that she stings men who wear too much cologne.
It is said that they leave for work together, that they fall asleep together. After one of them has made rounds, given the sign that all is well, and indicated the time for rest,
also said
that she is chaste, silent, that she never gives in to mating, that she collects with her mouth what in the air floats as a semen for her.
Said at last that she has a sense of common good, that she is disciplined, that she is thrifty, that she gives chase to the extravagant, the coward, that she is social, that just like the eagle, she does not care for solitude.
Says, no need to fear, they never attack those who do not provoke them. When they sting, it is always in response. They never take the offensive.
It is also said
that they are chained to their destiny, that they obey blindly, that they know nothing else, that they are tied to fate.
Such is the lesson of the bees, the lesson of the superhuman for each and everyone.